Vertebrate pests and almonds, such as gophers and moles and other ground pests. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Roger Baldwin is a wildlife specialist, University of California, Davis.
Pocket gophers, we're talking about burrowing rodents that are about 6 to 8 inches in length. Of course, I think we all know gophers spend the vast majority of their life below ground. So that means if we're going to identify gophers in a particular area, we have to look for some other form of sign. And the typical sign we're looking for with gophers are their mounds. Their mounds are usually horseshoe-shaped in appearance with a plug towards the lower end of one side of the mounds.
And we're talking about a soil plug.
Now, if we contrast that to mole mounds tend to be more conical or volcano-shaped in appearance with a plug either right in the middle of the mound, or sometimes we don't even see a plug associated with the mound. Now, it is important that you can differentiate between gophers and moles because these species are quite different and the management tools we use are quite different. So make sure you know which one you're dealing with there. As far as damage from gophers is concerned, you know, probably the most common type of damage we see is direct feeding on the taproot of the plant, which can weaken and or kill that plant. But they can also girdle trees, usually below ground. And as you can imagine, this is a really difficult type of damage to deal with because you don't know that it's occurring until you start to see a loss in vigor.
Your PCA can help with treatments. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.